The truth about Christian prayer. I'm sure most of you have heard the latest news concerning the recovery of Elizabeth Smart of Utah, who was abducted several months ago. The Christian family raved on and on about the Lord and quoted Bible scriptures in front of the press following her return. The point is, there were many, many Christians praying for the girl nonstop for these past months. Even the worst of idiots, who for months keep applying prayer, which amounts to psychic energy, as part of a group who is doing the same, will achieve something. Then they go on to praise the Lord. They don't realize all along that it was their own efforts. Satan shows us how we can obtain what we want through power meditation. This does not involve slavish worship of some deity or conforming to any human-hating agenda. We can become gods in our own right and take control of our own lives. It took several months of prayer, applied psychic energy, for these people to achieve their ends. In most cases, Christian prayers are futile, and it stands to reason when there are groups of people applying the energy of their minds to a specific goal, there can be success. Fools are taken in by this sort of thing.